Okay, so this video, I really wanted to get on the topic of the definition of nice, right? Of the definition of nice, what woman's definition of nice is and what man's definition of nice is. And I chose this video personally because I want to also help guys to become desensitized to beauty. Because, I mean, like, especially like if you're in America, it's hard to see bitches like this walk around like consistently, right? It's really hard to find bitches of this quality, especially if you're in America or in the UK. You have a much rarer chance of seeing it. So by the time it's much easier for you, for by the time you do come across bitches like this, like you're just gonna be just so out of fucking water. You're gonna be a fish out of water, and you're not gonna know how to fucking handle it. So this is why I'm picking bitches like this. See, because I live in Prague. I could go to, actually, the brothel opened up yesterday. I go to the brothel right now and fuck bitches like this and better for 50 and 100 bucks and be out of there. Like, I personally, I have conquered that scenario. Because it's a real scenario. When you see a woman's beauty, like, it really is enough to fuck you up as a man. So like, you know, all your training goes out the window. So this is my next step. This is my what I want to try with men is to have them look at these bitches while we talking about them. Look at these bitches who look good while we talking about the realities of it. Okay, so the reality of nice, right? Because there's this whole argument of like nice guys, like, well, nice guys don't get girls, girls don't want nice guys, and then a woman will say she wants a nice guy. I think the biggest miscommunication is this: our definitions of nice versus our perspective on the world, and also like kind of what goes into how we grow into, you know, what we turn into in life at 18, 19 and above. You see, nice to a man, men, I really don't even have to explain nice to a man, because if you're a man watching this, we already know what we, you know, consider nice in the world. You know, be consistently there, you know, show you care about shit. You know, don't fuck anybody over. Don't expect the world for nothing. You know, basic things. But see, woman's definition of nice. See, woman, she thinks she wants nice because in a woman's brain, woman has her own definition of nice because of how she was raised. Like I said in older videos, women grow up for the first 25 years of life, you know, being entitled to something higher, at least a little higher than a man of equivalent age and status, simply because she is woman in these younger ages. But it's like this bitch, all the other bitches, they will agree with me on this shit, right? Nice to a woman means it really means she wants to feel like she comes third in a man's life. She is an accessory. That's what she really wants. Because for, like I say, for the first 20, 25 years of life, women are completely spoiled. So it's like, well, if you're just gonna keep spoiling her, well, she's fucking bored. There's nothing else to fucking do. She has nothing to work towards, so she gets tired of you. And then what a lot of guys will do is they'll get so desperate, they'll just start buying all the bitches' shit to keep her around. Well, no, like where you really fucked up, because this is why I try to tell men also. It's not always about money. It's not always about height. It's the character, man. Because I've met guys. Actually, this is a quick side note. I was thinking about this yesterday. My ex-wife's baby's father. Like, I'm not trying to talk shit about him, but it's the reality of the scenario. If you were to look at him, you would think he was an alpha. The dude's like 6'3". He was in the military like me and shit, but he was in the UK military. And if you talk about like regular shit, I mean, he's a great fucking dude to talk to. But man, I watched him do it every time. As soon as we got around my wife, man, he like his beta side just came out. And not beta in the sense of like, I want to please you, I want to please you, I want to please you. But it was beta in the sense of he was not indifferent with her. And on top of that, like it was clear she had weight in his life. And no woman wants any weight in your life. Like, woman does not want weight in your life. Woman wants to fight for the opportunity to be weight in your life, but she does not want to be weight in your life. She doesn't actually want that, because every time, and this happens around the world, no matter where I go, bitches like this on the screen and all the other bitches, all of them in the crowd, all of them. The reason I got these bitches up is to desensitize you and to see them as logical, and well, you know, see them as logically as you can see them, because they're not logical, but for you to for when you do see this in real life, you can see it, and maybe it might be easier to see it. Once a woman figures out that she takes a top priority in your life, your relationship is on a time is on a timer. Every time, and it happens anywhere and everywhere around the fucking globe. It's the same. It's the same story from men around the world. As soon and it's the same. It goes along the same way. As soon as the guy, as soon as the man in her life starts to put her above the dog, above the PlayStation, above his job, above whatever hobby, above building model toy trucks, whatever the fuck the man's hobby is, women can sniff that shit out. Like dogs sniff fear. They will just... Women sniff it out like fear. No woman wants to be like the weight in your world, no matter what she says. She does not want to be your everything. What woman really wants is the opportunity to fight to be something's everything. Usually men who have options in life, and you know they're not, you know, horrifically ugly or something like that. But usually men who have options in life, just like when I talked about Mia Khalifa. Mia Khalifa, she in her story, she was talking about how try to be a victim for doing porn. That's not what happened. She found men who had options, so she was willing to please those men. And I guarantee you, any of those guys, cock she sucked on camera, as soon as they turned around and tried to wife her up and shit, she threw them in a fucking trash can. Why? Why? Because no woman actually wants that. What they really want is they want the fight to become that. And the thing is, it doesn't stop. It doesn't have to stop in a situation like getting married either. Because like it's all about how you play them, even while you're married to them. Because, okay, when men usually start losing with their wives, and when men start taking pictures they're looking like they're miserable, and you know, and all this shit in pictures, it's because the man fucked up. What did he do? He listened to the woman and started following some shit she said. That's where the problem started. Because notice with bitches, man, like. And I want you to try this out. Get with a bitch. It don't matter. It doesn't matter what rank she is. You know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just get with a bitch and just practice what I teach you. Practice these things on bitches. Be indifferent with her. Okay. If y'all driving somewhere and I tell you what, get lost on purpose. Right. Get lost where she knows where she is and you don't know where you are. And I want you to experiment with this shit. Bitches like this and all the other bitches that's been walking across the screen. Or she could be a 5 or a 4 out of 10. But experiment with this shit, man. Women will respect you more in the long run if you make a bad decision instead of following her for a good decision. Practice that shit. I promise you. And you're going to be like, damn, he was right. And give it like a week or two. And watch how she'll turn, and you know she'll have more faith in you and all that. Even if you make a bad decision as man, woman will respect you more instead of if you followed her with a smart decision. Because woman wants to follow man. Woman does not want to lead man. She does not want to have that much of an influence on man. Woman wants to be pimped in some form. She wants it. I mean, and there's different hoes to be pimped. Some women, and I've met this in real life, some women really want to go out, work a legit job, bring home the money to her man who doesn't work and give him all the money. Some women genuinely want that shit. They really do exist because I've met them and I've watched them. I've been with them. They genuinely like that. Other women, they just want to be protected physically. So they want you to be big and strong. It depends on, but any way you spin it, woman wants to be underneath man. She does not want to have to call shots or anything like that. Okay, once you start asking the bitch, well, what do you want to do? See, that's when you're losing her. That's when you're losing. Like, she does not want that, man. She doesn't want it. And that, I'm telling you, these are the core things that fuck up men around the world. Don't sit around and ask her what she wants, man. Say, I'm going here, meet me there at 2, or I'm going, yeah, some shit like that. But don't ask her what the fuck she wants to do. I mean, now, so I mean, like, depending on the woman, some women even want you to order their food for them when you get to the restaurant. But like, yeah, I mean, you got to feel out this the particular woman in that scenario. So I won't go too deeply into that. But no woman on earth wants to lead a man. None. Not a one. Not a, the only reason. And it, if she found herself in the position to do that, it's because she is fucked up. No woman wants this shit. None of these bitches up here, all these bitches walking on the fucking catwalk, whatever this shit is, they don't want to lead no damn man. None of them do, man. All of them want to be led by a man. And like I said, sometimes it could be money. Sometimes it could be because you're 6 foot tall. Others could be because you have six-pack abs. Some of them, they may like all three of those in one. Some of them, they just may like a nice car. I still remember I was with this one bitch, and she would have fucked this dude just because he was driving a new Camaro at the time. Like, because we was cool. She was like a friends with benefits. I forget, her name is Ashley. We were friends with benefits. But she was fucking crazy because I've always been able to keep like real conversations with bitches like that. So they always feel comfortable telling me shit. But yeah, man, the number one spot where dudes fuck up is don't ever ask. Okay, unless you just meet her, don't ask her questions. Make statements. Ask her a question in the form of a statement. Say, tell me more about blah, blah, blah. Tell me more about this. And also, when you're talking to them, don't linger. And I touch on this in other videos too, man. That's another spot where guys fuck up. Don't text her right back, ever. Give it at least 5 minutes. Because, like I say, women sniff out what's valuable in the room. If she sniffs out that she's of more value in your interpersonal communication, all that's going to click in her head, she's going to go, ding, got another one. Anyway, off to the next one. And then at that point, the only way you keep her around is if you just buy her shit or hound her and guilt trip her or some shit like that. Okay? Don't put them on a fucking, ever, in any way. Don't linger. If you text her, and she might even text you right back. Hey, H-E-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y. That's how you know that they like you. If they text you back, hey, but it's like five Y's after the Y, they really like you. Even then, man, you as a man, when you deal with bitches, you are always better off being indifferent. Having one foot out, always keep one foot out the door with her. Don't never fucking linger around her too long. Don't text her right back. Be slower to respond. I mean, when you respond, definitely say you know, intellectual smart shit when you do respond. But don't, like, man, see, all of that signals to a woman. If you do the opposite, if you respond super fast and then you ask her questions and you're texting her and you really don't got a whole lot to say, all that signals to her is this man isn't—he's not of very much value. There must not be nothing in him. Because in a woman's brain, it's a constant running scenario of who's worth more, what's worth more. They don't like you, and I said this in an Anfisa video. Bitches don't like you, okay? They don't like you. They like the value and the protection you project. That's what they like. They don't like you. They don't even like themselves, okay? The only reason bitches walk around like this that's in the video is because men validated them and told them that it's good. So now all women judge all women off of this shit. Like, they follow, man. The only reason why bitches aren't sucking dick at bus stops and in parks and in shopping malls is because it became clear that men don't value that shit. That's why. Women do, like I say in other videos, man, women, they do not have, their moral system is whatever the strongest man in the room's moral system is. That's her moral system. Her religion is whatever your religion is. I'm talking to a bitch right now who's a feminist. And guess what happened? When I first met her, she was always wearing pants. She was even kind of like a little bitchy. But I said, you know what? I'm going to experiment with this shit. Guess what? Now she's wearing dresses. Now she start, you know, now she's become more submissive. I can spit in her face in sex. I'm shoving my tongue up her. I'm just doing anything to just embarrass her in sex to watch how far I can break her down off of feminism because I didn't fall for her shit test as projecting feminine, as her being feminist. The only reason they do shit, man, is because either a man validated them or they feel like they can't get validation, so they have to go the other direction in life, which is feminism. That's it, man. That's the only fucking reason. See, all these bitches up here, All these bitches walking around, the only reason they doing this shit is because they know men like it. That's the only reason. That's it. That's the only reason. It's not before their own well-being. They didn't wake up and say, oh, you know what? I just really like this hair and blah, 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 so I want to dress like this. No, they're doing this because they know men like it. That's why. And not only that, they're doing this because they know men who okay, if they just do the math, the men must have some money and some power because they wouldn't be in his room or wouldn't be paying for the damn catwalk if they didn't have money or power. This is what women go towards, man. And as soon as you project that you don't have any power, any swagger, any stoic personality or aloof indifferent personality, she will lose interest in you immediately. Immediately. E-fucking immediately. It's all about worth and value to them, man. That's all it is. But yeah, back to the original topic. I'm telling you, man, like where guys fuck up with bitches is they linger too long and they give them too and they compliment them and all this shit. I never tell a bitch she looks nice. I can't remember last time I had told a woman she looks nice. Never. I'm trying to think honestly right now. I cannot think the last time I've told a woman she looked nice. Relative or not. That's like some Alabama shit. But I mean, you get what I'm saying. Like, even with relatives. Like, because when you do that, see, and here's where guys get confused with shit like this. If you tell a woman she looks nice, okay, you tell a woman she looks nice, she'll go, oh, thank you, hee-hee, smile. See, with women, it's pretty much, like, everything in a woman's actions, especially in the beginning phases, it's completely backwards. So when you tell a woman she looks nice and she smiles back, it's like just like a woman's life. It's front loaded. Yeah, it's temporarily, you know, pleasing because she heard it and you cared about it, blah, blah, blah. And it's a temporary high, but she's not going to hold any value in you later because now she knows, oh, well, he thinks I'm beautiful. So, you know, I'm beautiful with him. You know, nowhere else to go. But see, when you walk up to a bitch and you can tell she put in a lot of work and effort and you just treat her like she's a normal bitch, like I said earlier, she's underneath something else in value, she will always have respect for you after that. Until you make the mistake and you infer that she's valuable, you know, more valuable. If you treat her like she's some normal old average shit, she will continue to keep dressing up for you. She will hear you going somewhere, dress up, just to hope that you be there and see her. Because now, because like I said, because they have the brains of children. Because at this point now, she's going to hope that she can get it out of you. And that's what I said earlier. Women don't want to be your everything. They don't want to be your beautiful princess. They want to fight at the opportunity to be your everything, your beautiful princess. That's how you keep them acting anywhere decent for any period of time. Like I say in other videos, woman's brain does not handle power well at all. If women, okay, the only reason these bitches on film, on the YouTube video right now, might be halfway decent acting is because she's in the league with other bitches like her. That's a little bit better and a little bit worse. So she has legit competition. So you could probably talk to one of these bitches, you know, here, and they might actually have a decent personality. But if you caught any one of these bitches individually in a shopping mall in Kansas, oh, she wouldn't have any time for you out there. Because like I said, women, they don't handle power well. Out in Kansas, she's walking around looking like this. Guys are going to be staring at her. 50 guys will stare at her by the time she walked from the car to the shopping mall. And women, and her brain will just go into overdrive, and she'll think she's hot shit. Woman's brain does not handle power well. And then even at that, whose cock is she going to really be gagging on at the end of that night? The guy who didn't give a fuck about her every fucking time. That's who she's going to be getting deep-throated and analed by that fucking night. You think she's gagging on the dude who walked up and told her she's beautiful and worshiped the ground she walk on? No. Her pussy won't even get wet for that. See, guys like that, this is another thing, man. If you have to use sex toys on a woman, that woman does not like you. If you have to use vibrators and dildos on a bitch to get her aroused, you have to kiss her and all this shit to get her aroused, she don't like you. Now, if you do it just because you like it, well, that's a whole other topic. But if a bitch is with you and she's talking about she needs to be aroused, she needs foreplay and all this shit like that, if any woman is saying that to you, she does not like you. Move on. It's over. You are just fighting the inevitable at this point. Once it's gotten to that point, she does not get aroused for you, it's over. You, at that point, you are just beta bucks to her now. Period. I can't stress that hard. Like I said, now if you just like to fuck with bitches, like with vibrators and just to watch them squirm, like I'm sadistic, so I like to just fuck with bitches. But if a woman genuinely can't get aroused for you and has to get, you know, a vibrator shoved on her fucking clit, and she needs that in order to open up her holes for you, she doesn't like you. She's telling you right there, she don't like you. She's dealing with you because you're probably paying for all her shit, and she probably doesn't have a better option at the time. But yeah, I don't know. If there's any questions, man, I'll definitely, if anybody even watched this, if there's any questions, I'll definitely answer them, man. But yeah, this is just something I want to do, man. I want to make videos like this to get any man who you might watch this to apply it to the conventionally beautiful women while they're thinking about it. Damn near like Pavlov's dog and shit. To associate a bell with food, like associate bitches with their actual mentalities. Like these bitches, man, like it's like all of them the same. All of them just want protection. That's it. All of them want protection. It's just what protection gets her riled up. And did you come off as insecure in any way, shape, or form throughout the process? Right? I mean, there's going to be scenarios where she might just not like you. That's cool. It happens. It happens from her when she goes out looking for other men. Some men, they just don't like her. It totally happens. But the core of every one of these women's brain is this. They want protection. They want protection. That's just it, man. Anyway, that's the video.